I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. Shaz are back. All right. Oh my God, that was so lame. I do like that song, and I do like the Shaz of Sunset, and they're back tonight, and MJ and Reza are on my show. I feel like I have the night off. The Shaz, typically when they come on Watch What Happens Live, they get a little turnt. Like, it's funny. They always get more turnt than anybody else when they come here. Extra feeling it. So we'll see what happens tonight. Really could go either way. I love that MJ. We've done everything to her. We've weighed her boobs. Oh my God. We've put her through a lot. See ya.
Tonight they went to Big Bear and she's now married to one. Hey Tommy, it's Watch What Happens Live with MJ and Reza from Shaz of Sunset now. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on National Ice Cream Sandwich Day with two guests who are delicious and at times a little messy. From Shaz of Sunset, which premiered tonight, it's MJ Mercedes Javid and Reza Fawn. Over at the bar, it's my trustworthy assistant, the host of the weekly pregame and the host of Martinis and Murder podcast. So it's safe to assume she's doing at least 2/3 of her gigs drunk, and I couldn't be prouder. Hey, Darren Karp.
Hey. Yeah.
So the weekly pregame, that's why you're always here interviewing all the Bravo celebrities. They go up on the weekly pregame.
That is correct.
And when does it post?
Exclusive interviews every Sunday.
Oh, Darren, that's fantastic.
I learned from you.
But when are you getting my laundry?
Oh, that's Saturday.
Yes.
Yes.
I do have something very menial I want you to do for me, which we're going to talk about later. I want to get started by first off extending my condolences to you. I'm so sorry to hear about your dad.
Thank you.
So much love for you and the family.
Thank you. Yes. I got your message. I appreciate it.
Yes. Reza, the last time I saw actually both of you was at our big Dorinda and the Night of 31 Doorbell show. And you and NeNe Leakes really got into it on stage, which was quite compelling. But what happened afterwards? Because I saw you make up on the after show.
We did.
Did you guys wind up going out after that?
We did.
And was that okay?
It was 100% cool, and I am done. We,
squashed it,
and it's a wrap.
Okay, and it's all good.
It's all good. Yes. I have nothing but love for NeNe.
You should have come. You were just...
I know, but I had to do another show. Yeah, I would have loved to.
Next time.
Now, congratulations on your wedding, by the way. Tommy is here, by the way. I have a lot of questions. Going into your wedding day, what were you most nervous about?
Your mom say something?
I fell at the altar.
Oh my God.
The mermaid dress wasn't enough space, so that was kind of bad. And
which Shah got the drunkest?
Golnasa.
Any hookups during the wedding, among the wedding party?
On the dance floor.
Oh my God. Which guest got you the best present?
Oh, Tommy's side were extremely generous.
Best and worst thing about having... Well, what did Reza give you?
A lot of money.
Oh, wow.
And this is like a Cartier bracelet.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too.
And a Cartier bracelet? Wow.
Well, we dual-gift that.
Did it bother Vida that Tommy wore sneakers?
No, she loved it.
She did?
Yes, at first she she first said no when she saw it online, but then when she saw it, she was like, no, very good, I love it.
Reza, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big of a bridezilla was MJ?
A 2.
Wow, thank you very much. And congratulations. MJ and Reza are here to answer your questions, but before we get to those, here's what 3 things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Shaw's, Mike seemed really into the new girl, Mona, but after they didn't see eye to eye at dinner, Mona got put in the friend zone. Watch.
I met a girl. Her name's Mona. She's a dope chick.
You had to go for that ego
I don't have an ego, but let me tell you. Hello.
Hi, that was it.
You having fun?
Yeah.
Good.
There's obviously something between us, right? Once she sees me snowboarding, it's done deal.
I know.
I'm really excited about it.
You look good.
I want the kids spending summers in Europe. I want my kids to be cultured.
You need to marry a very, very, very rich man.
I feel like you hate me a little.
I'm disappointed in you. I didn't say I hate you. I'm keeping you in the friend zone. And I think we're going to be very good friends.
Okay. Mm. Wow. First impressions of Mona?
Nice.
Oh. Okay. Reza, your first impression?
I mean, she's a doctor. I didn't realize pharmacists are doctors. Like the guy that gives me my allergy medicine at the pharmacy at CVS is a doctor. Dwayne Reed, people are doctors.
Not an MD. It's everyone gets their own.
I mean,
certification.
Yeah.
Here's what: after her failed marriage to Shalom, Gigi felt that her personal life was in free fall. But luckily, Mona's brother Nima was all too willing to break her fall. Take a look at this.
He's in love with you, babe. I tried with him. I tried. I didn't just give up. I just don't want to be in a relationship.
Emotional right now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God. I've never been in love with anyone, but I do think that Shalom was probably the closest I ever got to that.
I want to have some sperm.
I would do that.
This is fantastic.
We're just getting started. This is our first day.
Why are you flirting with my friend?
Because she's beautiful.
I am so flattered right now.
You should let me take you out. No way.
And what if it turns into something more?
I gotta kiss you.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to let him get to know me.
Wow. Okay. First reactions of the two of them.
That's a rebound for Golnasa, and later on you'll find out. I don't want to spoil her.
Well, don't spoil it. Okay, well, don't spoil it.
Right.
Okay.
But he does.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
He drives a white Lexus.
Okay.
Reza doesn't approve of that car.
There's a very sweet older Korean lady in my building that drives that car. I don't know. It's
a mom car.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Lexus and white Lexuses in particular.
Yes.
Second, on next week's Shaws of Sunset, Gigi and Adam find out they're not in MJ's bridal party and they'll cry if they want to. Here's what, take a look at this sneak peek. I can't wait to see this.
Come up here, my man of honor.
Reza.
And Craig and Brandon, you guys have been, please come up as my bridesmen.
I haven't known that bit.
Hello.
What
about me? MJ.
Let's go.
I'm pissed off. You're pissed off. Let's go. Adam!
Would you be okay with Adam's maid of honor being someone?
Get over it.
Maybe I do. Oh, you told me to get over it?
Yes.
Oh. No, that's...
You see what you just did?
Bitch, you cannot my relationship up. We are too strong for that bullshit.
Okay. Finally, MJ and Reza, you rocked our world tonight when you admitted that you once had rocked each other's worlds.
He did. Not
here's
me.
A reminder.
Whose room is this?
This is ours.
We're sharing.
Do I need to ask Tommy if it's okay? Nothing would happen.
Not a lot of people are aware, but MJ and I had sex.
We were children. He was coming out of the closet. Is the sex good?
I mean, we were so young. I don't remember.
It's so
MJ's
funny.
Going like this. Okay, I have some follow-up questions.
Okay.
MJ, you've denied sleeping with Reza in the past. Is this your first time admitting it?
No, it's my zeroth time admitting it. I still have never acknowledged that it's happened.
Okay, I feel that we're acknowledging it right now. Did it only happen once, Reza?
Twice.
It happened twice.
Twice? Oh my God, did you take me on a trip?
On my mother's life.
Oh my gosh.
This won't be the first time that he'll sleep bad things about his
mom. But Tommy, we were teenagers.
Did you sleep together in the bed? Or
it started in the shower.
Oh my
God. And then moved to the bed.
It really did? Oh
my God. I swear, on my mother's life.
What one word would you use? Okay.
I want to be a gold. I want to be a gold. Annie, I want to be a gold star gay too. I'm not.
No, but he had sex with this girl named Sanaz. Remember that?
She was a beast.
Hot dog down a hallway.
What one word would you each choose to describe the experience?
Non-existent.
Juicy.
All right. Thank you very much. Here's what. Since my guests also shared a bed in Big Bear, I want to know if that bed has room for one more as we play three-way or no way. I'm going to go through some fellow Bravo celebrities. You say if they menage a tickle your fancies. Okay. What about NeNe Leakes?
I'm down now. Yes.
Okay.
To have a menage a trois.
All right.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Yeah. What about Jeff Lewis?
No, but Gage all day, every day.
That's his type.
Okay. What about Tamra Judge?
No.
No?
I mean, I'm gay. No.
Okay. What about Jax?
Hell no.
Okay. What about from the Real Housewives of New York?
No.
Okay. What about, okay, I think we're coming into Frederick's territory now. Frederick? I'm sorry.
Derek.
Into Reza's territory. Reza?
Derek.
No, but his
son. Derek, I yes. know. Wow, you and I have the same taste.
Yes.
Okay, last one.
No.
She's
okay.
a Trump supporter.
Thank you very much. Three-way or no way. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jen from Colorado. Hey, Jen, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. I adore you. Reza and MJ, I adore you too. Condolences about your dad.
Thank you.
My question is for both of you. When was the last time either of you have seen or spoken to Asa?
I knew that was going to be the question.
Okay.
I received a very nice message from her, her condolences to my father's passing. And Reza?
We text. She's good. Her baby's beautiful. All is well. We're friends.
Okay. Will we see her at all this season?
Yes. We'll see her.
Okay, good.
And
good. Excited about that, MJ?
Yeah, I am. I think she should do whatever she wants.
MJ, Vivica S. said, congrats on your IVF treatments. What was the hardest part of the process, and when will you know for sure if you're pregnant?
Being bloated, the side effects, the migraines, it causes a lot of really big mood swings. It's terrible. But all of my friends who have children say it's worth it when it hopefully one day pays off, and hopefully soon.
Vanessa H. said, Reza, do you think it's up to Asa to forgive MJ after all the drama from last season? Or should MJ take another crack at it?
I think that ship has sailed, and we should talk about, like, Nima and Mona, and it's all good.
Okay, let's go to Lindsay from New Jersey. Hey, Lindsay, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hi, my question is for MJ. First, I just want to say congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you.
Has the relationship between Vita and Tommy improved at all now that he's her son-in-law?
Yes, she is somehow feeling safe in the world. He's got her back. He's got her back. They cook together. They even make plans without me. It is wonderful.
Wow.
She's really happy, and I really enjoy seeing her happy.
Wow, I do too. I love her. Let's go to Kira from Oklahoma. Hey, Kira, what's your question? Although, I mean, trying to reason with her about politics is like...
Never.
Yeah. Anyway, that's another story. Hey, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you.
Love you back.
My question is for both MJ and Reza. Hey. Hi, guys. You're both looking fabulous.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, on a scale from 1 to 10, how shocked were you that Gigi's marriage ended so quickly? And do you think there's any chance that Shalom and Gigi will ever get back together?
I don't think that I was shocked because they didn't get to know each other.
They got married after knowing each other for how long?
8 weeks tops.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Reza, by the way, you look great. I should have mentioned this at the top of the show. Stand up. You look really good. But by the way, you looked really good last time I saw you too.
So
you're keeping it all. I mean,
and
you're
I'm
like
trying to get back to 20-something-year-old Reza.
Really?
So hopefully.
How much weight have you lost since you started?
40 pounds.
Wow. That is so hard.
Thank you.
What is the key? I know you're not drinking less, so what are you doing? Yeah.
I'm eating less. You got to keep the mouth like ferme la bouche.
Really?
Yeah. And he works out every day.
Ferme la bouche. And you work out every day?
I do. And I ran like from the hotel to Battery Park City.
Really? So you're running?
Running.
Good for you.
I bet you used to run
consistent.
Yeah, you can say bitch.
I used to run marathons.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, me and Bob.
You and Bob Harper.
Yes.
Yes,
because I got him to run a marathon.
Wow.
Yes.
You and Bob Harper had a thing many years ago.
Talking about how you set it on fire.
Pre-MJ or post-MJ?
Post.
Yes. Let's go to Jeannie from New Jersey. Hey, Jeannie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, it's Ginny from Newark, New Jersey. I'm a huge fan of the show.
Okay.
My husband and I love watching you because real men watch Bravo.
That's right.
MJ, I'm really sorry to hear about your dad passing away, but congrats on your wedding to Tommy.
Thank you.
Reza, you are looking great. You look fabulous.
I love you.
And my question is for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you agree with Gigi that you and MJ were making Lobos about her relationship?
What was the question?
What was the question? There was a dialing in there. That they were making logos about the relationship?
Low blows, maybe.
Low blows about the relationship?
What?
Does someone from the control room want to tell me what the question was that was just asked?
I listened to their show on Radio Andy.
You what?
The girl and guy from the control room.
Yes.
I love their show.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's really good.
Recap.
Yes. Do you agree with Gigi that you were making low blows about her relationship?
Okay, as far as Gigi is concerned, no one makes lower... Gigi digs at the bottom of the barrel, so I literally...
Like a graveyard.
I mean,
all right.
Come on.
It's game time, everybody. From couples, colonics, to joint anal bleaching, it's safe to say my two guests know each other quite literally inside and out. So it's time for them to dish on each other with Never Have I Ever Swapped Edition. I'm going to pose some Never Have I Ever questions to my guests about each other if you think the person next to you has done the thing. Sip your drink.
I'm good.
MJ, has Reza ever stiffed a waiter on a bill?
No.
Never. Reza, has MJ ever had a threesome?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So
don't
that
you have
means
to drink.
MJ has to drink. Wait, who has to drink?
My drink is empty anyway, so I can't drink it.
Oh, you drink if she did it, and she drinks if you did it. Okay.
Sorry, Tommy.
MJ, has Reza acts. MJ, has Reza ever made a fake account to troll someone online?
Multiple times.
Okay, so drink. Reza, has MJ ever gone to work wearing the same outfit from the night before? Okay. MJ, has Reza ever slipped someone a fake number? No.
Who is that?
Reza, has MJ ever lied to Vita in the past week?
I try to lie to her as often as possible.
All right, thanks for playing. I can't believe all these years later. Shaz has been on how many seasons? Seven?
Seven.
Wow. And you guys have never done my show together?
Never.
That's because I like to parse you out. Because I feel like I'm on vacation when each of you
Thank
are
you.
Here.
Thank you.
It's true. And I was wondering, whose side are you on, Bethany or Carol?
Bethany. Carol, girl, you better call Bethany. I'm coming for you. I need an apology.
I'm sorry.
For Bethany.
No, it's more like Carol and everybody else. I'm sorry, Carol. I'm on her side.
No, I'm sorry. Radzi needs to call Bethany stat and say sorry.
No, because you know what Ramona said? She was right when she said, when Bethany's not in control, blah, blah,
Never
blah.
Never heard
you know
that sentence. Ramona was right. That's not a sentence to you very often.
Exactly.
Let's go to Alexa from Buffalo. Hey, Alexa, what's your question? Alexa, what's your question?
Do you know how many times I actually get that?
I bet. I'm so sorry. It was such a lame joke.
No, it's okay. People think that I'm actually named after the Alexa. I love you all. Reza and MJ, I just have to say my mom and I have, like, Shaz Sunset, like, little bonding. We love you. My question is for actually both of you, which is, do you think that Mona and Nima are too close for being siblings?
Ooh, well, they were separated at a young age and then reunited, and their relationship looks at times a little
like Angelina. You know,
yes, and her brother.
Yes.
And
Thank
I went to high school
it.
With the brother.
With Angelina Jolie's brother?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Not at all.
Wow.
And Angelina.
And
Angelina.
Monica Lewinsky.
And Monica.
I can sell my yearbook for some coins. I'm putting my yearbook on eBay.
Were you friends with Monica?
I was not, but she did move into our building.
She's a nice girl.
She's a very nice girl.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to a genius who used his airline luggage allowance to bring two trash bags full of chips on board. Okay. I have a feeling that he is a member of the Mile Very High Club. You know what I'm saying? Tonight's shackle goes to Google, who plans to stop Android phones for planning to stop suggesting my face when users type sit on. You know, now I don't have an Android phone, but if I did, this would be extremely upsetting because it would mean that all of my texts would take twice as long to type out. I want to thank MJ, Reza, and Darren. All right, we're here with MJ and Reza from Shaws of Sunset. A delight to see you separately, a double delight to see you together. Behind the bar, she is my assistant. She's also the host. If you love Bravo, you gotta watch the weekly pregame digital series on BravoTV.com. And then if you like crime, listen to Oxygen's true crime podcast, Martinis and Murder. Darren hosts both
Thank
of them.
You. Thank you.
I'm trying to give Darren every opportunity to keep her happy so she doesn't leave me.
That's correct.
Yes.
It's
true.
Is that even on the bubble?
Well, she's been with me for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So I am worried that she'll think that there's something better out there for her when there clearly isn't.
No.
Because I know there's nothing better for me.
That's right.
Aww.
How many bosses? But she's growing. Wild
no, I know. I no, want no. her to. I'm telling you. I'm being honest. I want her to have every single opportunity.
Just grow with him.
You're
Honestly.
Growing together.
No, grow with me.
With him.
Right.
And
yes.
if you need, he'll hire you an assistant so you can stay together.
Yes. If Bravo pays for a second assistant.
I mean,
let's go
not.
To the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's Stephanie calling from Castleberry, Florida.
Hey, that sounds like a delightful place to live.
It is, and you're also known as my TV husband, just so you know.
Aw, thank you.
My question is for Reza. Can you please give us an update on the baby-making timeline with you and your hubby, Adam?
Absolutely. So I have one check to write to our contractor, and as soon as I cut that check, I will start cutting checks to the baby making clinic.
Great.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy. Amy from Wildwood, New Jersey.
Hey, Amy. What's your question?
My query, no pun, is for MJ.
Okay.
How is Vita's dating life?
And would you set her up on an online app to help her find a man?
Maybe I should put Vita on Love Connection.
She, yes!
I love that.
100. She'll meet everybody.
I know, she would.
I would love that. I'm so glad that you asked because this is something that I have wanted for so long. She does not deserve to be alone. She's
but
got
when
too
we
much
were in our teens, we oh, did yeah, come home one night.
She got it.
She got out of the car. The windows
He's
were all steamed
walk
up.
Walk of shame, but you're talking about my mom, but still it happened.
No, it wasn't a walk of shame.
That was.
No, it was an S class.
Okay.
You can't walk. It, there's
she
no walk
did it
of shame.
A very lovely
walk you out of an S class. I
yes,
fixed it.
Yes, thank you for asking. We're going to hook her up on Love Connection.
Yes.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Melanie from Baltimore.
Hey, Melanie, what's your question?
I'm good. Hi, Andy, love you. Sorry. Do you think Mike will ever settle down and get married again? And when was the last time you heard from Jessica?
Oh, I like both of those questions.
Well, you're going to see some Jessica stuff, right, during the season, so stay tuned for that. And the settle down thing is, I can't talk about it. You have to defer to Reza for that.
Mike has canker sores.
He's just being metaphoric.
Metaphorical.
Metaphorical. He's being metaphorical. He doesn't have canker.
Mike's a hoe.
Okay.
He can't settle down.
Got it.
He's got
but
like...
But we hope he does.
Okay.
And we do believe that he
How
will.
How old is Mike?
Mike is turning 40 in October, November.
And you are 40.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be turning 45 on August 5th.
You're kidding. And are you
doing August 18th?
The same age?
16th.
Almost the same age.
Okay. Okay. Great. Wow. Huh. So I've known y'all for like 6, 7 years. Is that right?
8.
Yes. Is that true?
Yes.
Wow. Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
Huh.
And I still have black hair. And
I know you do.
And all natural.
It is all natural, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. All right. I want to thank MJ and Reza and Darren for working on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.